Today's lunch for the Nishos Chaim Luther Shushai, Maisha Daniel, Rivka Bas Maisha Israel, Rivka Maisha Israel's yard site is actually tonight now here in Eretz Yisrael. For you guys, it's going to be tonight. So may her neshama have an aliyah. And for Yisrael Menachem, Rav Maisha, for Shalem Chaim Maisha Yim Malkim, and Bracha Bas Rang Malkim, and Titzel Fayu Dina, and it's close for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So we're holding, we're going to start a new siman today. Simon Reish Samachay, we're actually going to talk about some, it's still continuation of the candle topic, but we're actually going to talk about a couple of interesting halachas that are negated to this that are sort of some building blocks for some other halachas that we're going to have later on down the road. So a little bit of an important simon. Says the Mechaber Sif Aleph, Ein noislin kli menukev molei shemen. You're not allowed to take a keli that's full of oil, but it has holes on the bottom. And it therefore drips. So basically, I have my candle that is full of oil and has a wick in it, but I want it to last longer. My candle is only a certain size. So I take another keli that has holes on the bottom and I place it on top of that keli or above that keli, and it's going to drip oil. So now I've increased the size of my candle, I've doubled it in size. So I have the oil that's in my actual candle, and now I have this candle above it that's dripping oil into the candle. Now, technically, what's the problem with this? Mechaber says you can't do this. Why? Gezeira shema yistapik b'meni. Maybe you're going to go ahead and take oil out of the upper keli. V'yischayev mishum mechaber. You're essentially putting out a fire because by taking out oil from the upper keli, what are you causing? Is that it would have had it you not taken it out, it would have dripped into the lower keli and the candle would have lasted longer. And now you're making the candle last for a shorter period of time. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah on this. Okay, it's a little bit difficult to understand. Mimani, kdekevin chu b'kli acha, since this is in a separate keli, it's not in the keli that it's in. Loi bodomi, they're not separated from it. Okay, now. If in why am I not concerned that I might decide I want a little olive oil on my salad? So I'm going to go over to my candle with a little spoon. I'm going to take out some oil from it, right? Oh, because there we're not worried about it. Since it's a candle, I'm bottling there. I separate from it. I'm never going to go ahead and I use it. But this keli that's just this dripping into the candle keli, I am not bottle because just it's not there's no fire in it. And therefore, am I taking it? Mechaber says that that is, that is mechaber. That's putting it out. V'kiven shek tzu'el aner. Since this was dedicated from the ner, hamistapik chayim mishum mechaber is chayev because of mechaber. Yischayev v'afilu la poiskim. Das tam kibui ein boi chiyav chatav rak yisur ba'alma. We're going to see later on that those who hold that just putting out a fire is not a chatas, even if you did it b'shogeg, it's not a chatas. But it's still awesome. Unless my putting it out is for a purpose, we'll see this later on. Even if it's not chatas. Now, amongst the Achrayim, there's a big discussion on this. Is this really mechaber? I have this candle, it's dripping oil, and I'm taking oil from it, right? Why is that mechaber? So others say that it's not really mechaber. It's just, but since it became hukta to the candle, it becomes mukta. It's not mechaber. Others say is that I might take all the oil when I take in the last drop. That's where I'm causing the actual mechaber. Not everybody agrees with the mechaber on the not mechaber mechaber with a ches beis resh opinion that this is mechaber. But others do, but they still all hold that you're not allowed to take the oil. Now, says the Mechaber further, Im chibroi loy besid, what happens if I have two candles, I have this, the main candle where the candle's burning, I have the other candle that's dripping into it. What happens if I attach them, right? I glue them together. Oy becharsis, then it's mutter. The kivan shu kliyeched, once they become one keli, badol minei mishum es shabbos. Now, if this upper keli that's dripping into the lower keli is attached to the lower keli that has the actual wick, then I'm bottling that because now it became one keli, so everybody would agree that that is okay and you're allowed to do it. Let's go to Mechabesif base. Lo yamali adam karishemen v'yitneno b'tzad haner. Now here he's saying it's a continuation of last halacha. I go ahead, I have my candle, okay, and my candle is a wick. Now I take another bowl of oil and I put it right next to that one. V'yitin roish hapsila b'saychay mitzvil sheyavis. I go ahead, I have a very long wick, so my wick goes into the main candle. And then the other end of the wick travels out of it and into the other keli. So where's it going to pull oil? It's going to pull oil from both of them. Now my candle will last much longer. Still, you're not allowed to do this. Okay. Now the obvious, as the Mishmaru is going to explain to us, what's the havamina? This would be okay. We just told you that you can't, right? Shema Yastapik, I might take the oil. Over here, the Mechab is saying is that even though the wick goes through into the second keli, still I view this no different than the keli that was just dripping in. And people are not bothered with like it. Says right chapter was said to be shvil shitesh shavis gezer shem you stop with many same gezer as the dripping. What's the havamina different? The havamina difference is that since the wick is in both of the kalim, maybe we would have treated it differently. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Right chapter psilo right salima katz hasheni. That what does he mean? The second end of the wick, mepsilo of the wick, she'ena doylek, that's not burning. Yitain ba'kara lishav Hashem, and I will put in the second plate to pull the oil. I would have thought, given the Absilum, since the wick goes into both kalim, I would be bottled from it. Kamash Malan, the Filahacha, and we still make the Gezerah. Obviously, in the second case where the wick is going through both kalim, if I attach the two kalim with glue or sid, right, then naturally it's viewed as one kalim, just like in the case of the dripping. And I wouldn't have to be concerned about anything. Says the Mechaber Siv Gimel. And here we're going into a new area of Muktzah Shabbos. Ein nehag noisnin kli b'Shabbos tachas haner lekabel shemen hanoitiv. So I'm not allowed to. Very interesting. I have a candle burning, right? And sometimes residue comes out because of the candle burning, and it has a little, and it's going to drip. I want to catch this oil that drips out. I go ahead and I take a regular plate from my cabinet and I put it down next to or under my candelabra, right? So back then they were lighting candles not just on the table. You had candelabras hanging from the ceiling, right? That were made of oil and oil would drip from it. So I go ahead and I take a plate and I put it under the candelabra to catch the oil, okay? Says the Mechaber, you're not allowed to do that. Since once that plate is under the candle and the oil is going to drip in it, the oil in the candle is muktzah, right? Once I lit the candle, Erev Shabbos, the fire's muktzah, the candle's muktzah, any component of it is muktzah. So now that oil became muktzah. If that oil drips into this plate, what happens to the oil? The oil is muktzah. Once the oil is in the plate, what happens to the plate? It becomes busis, becomes a service to the oil. So once I do this, I'm not going to be allowed to move the plate. So what's the problem with that? I am taking a keli that is usable and turning it into a keli that's becoming unusable on Shabbos. Says the Mechaber, you know how to do that. It's called mevatel kli me'echunai. I'm going ahead, I'm being mevatel a keli from what it was able to be used for before now. Told now I was able to use it the whole Shabbos. I'm able to use it to eat. I'm able to use it to drink. I can do whatever I want with it. I can reuse it multiple times. Once I go and I put this keli to catch the oil, I'm going to turn this keli from a not muktzah keli to a muktzah keli. Says the Mechaber, you're not allowed to do it. Before we go further in the Mechaber, let's see the Mishnah on this. Lekabel shemen, to catch the oil. Avo mutter lases taches ner shel shava. If I have a wax or a candle made from animal fats, I could put it under it. Why? So I have this candle, my wax candle burning. I see it's tilting over. I'm nervous. It might fall, and it's going to go ahead, and chas v'shalom, something will catch fire. So I go take a keil and I put it under. If that candle falls, it will catch the candle. What? So why is that okay? since I'm able to go ahead and immediately throw remove what fell into the keli. K'moisha kos of simin resh ayin zayin, as we'll see in simin resh ayin zayin. Like chashim mevatel kli me'echinah. It's not cool being mevatel the keli. What's he saying over here? If my wax candle falls into the keli, what's the reason I put the keli there? That when it falls, it shouldn't burn my carpet, right? But as soon as it falls, the fire goes out immediately. I can now the wax candle's muktzah. But we already learned this. Everything is a buildup. We already learned this. That tiltum on that side, you're allowed to be metaltel something as long as you're not right. We had it the pot that was in surrounded by muktzah stuff. I can lift up the pot and the other stuff falls off. That's called tiltum on that side. So since as soon as the candle falls in, I can lift up the keli and the candle will fall out. I don't care about the candle. The candle's not going to get ruined by falling out of the plate. Okay? Therefore, the keli is not becoming muktzah, so I'm not doing anything wrong. When it comes to the shemen, what do I want to do? I want it to catch the shemen, so the shemen shouldn't get ruined. So as soon as the shemen falls into it, I can't go ahead and tilt the shemen. It should go out onto the floor because that will defeat the whole purpose of why I'm trying to catch the shemen. So when it comes to the shemen, I'm essentially making the keli muktzah. When it comes to the wax candle, I'm not making it muktzah, and therefore it's okay. But like damel shemen, it's not compared to shemen. She'ena right so nara left see them. My whole point is I don't want to go ahead and immediately tilt it and pour the shemen out and ruin it. Okay? Now, so far he spoke about the candle, he spoke about the oil. Ulahamet What happens if I have that I see, not my candle, but I see that the it could be in the wax and it could be in the oil one also. I see that the top of the wick developed like what would be a coal, right? A large, you know, sometimes it gets into a where it's it becomes bigger, becomes like round, and I'm worried that it's going to fall off and going to burn something, right? Now over there it's asa. Why over there is it asa? Because over there I won't be able to throw it out right away, right? And therefore, because it doesn't go out right away. Since it doesn't go out right away, so then the keli would become muktzah, more similar to Shabbos. Imloy, b'makom hafsid, if I have a play in a situation that I have the tip of my candle looks like it's going to fall, and it got very red hot, and if that thing falls, it's going to could potentially cause significant damage, then I'm allowed to. Okay? Now, why is this different than the candle? The candle we said you can roll out. This also, once it goes out, I roll it out. Because since this is going to take the candle when it falls, it immediately goes out. I can immediately roll the candle off of it. Therefore, it's not. I'm not being mevatel the ability to use the keli even for a second. Because as soon as it falls, I can roll it off. Over here, it's going to take 15 minutes till I can do it. Oh, so for those 15 minutes, I'm being mevatel dekeli. Since I can't do it right away. So very interesting what we learned so far, Mishabru. We learned three rules over here. Number one, if something is falling into a keli, that till now is mutter, and now it's going to become muktzah, and for a long period of time, it is aser. If it's something that's muktzah is going to fall into my keli, but immediately after it falls off, I can roll it off. It's mutter to do that. It's not called being mevatel the kli. But then the third thing is telling me is the in-between case. The muktzah is gonna fall into my keli, and 15, 20 minutes later, I'm gonna be able to roll it out. Still, that's as if I was mevatel it completely, since it's for a period of time. Me'achena she'im. So what is it? He's now just going to explain what the word means. Beforehand, I was mukhan, then I can carry it. Now it's going to become asr because of the oil that's in it. The oil becomes muktzah machmas iser, candles asr. We wrote in Simmer Reish Ayin Tes. Why? The Chachamim said you're not allowed to do this. Why not? What's the whole reason? We said this new chiddush that I can't take a keli that was mutter to use and turn it into a keli that becomes muktzah. Why? Says the Chachamim, when I take a plate that till now I can use, I'm making a plate I can't use, it's as if I broke the keli. It's as if I took the keli apart. The im yesh, now. Okay, now actually we're going to stop over here. And because although this is a continuation of the Mishaburu, but he starts with a slightly to a point, just want to take a 30 seconds to recap over here. You're not allowed to take a keli that was permitted to be used and turn it into a keli that's not going to be permitted to use on Shabbos, even for a short period of time. If it's going to be for no period of time because you're able to immediately remove it, it's in there, whether you do remove it or not, the fact that you can remove it as soon as it goes in there, that's not called being mevatel keli. What is the logic behind being mevatel keli meichunai? The logic behind it is that the Chachamim said, it looks like I am disassembling a keli. It looks like I'm breaking a keli, which you know how to do on Shabbos. Why? Because till now the keli was usable, now it becomes not usable. It's a gezeira of the Chachamim that you are not allowed to do it because it looks like you're not using that you're breaking the keli. Therefore, because that is the reason behind the gezeira, in a makom of a real hefsid, so let's say, for example, where I have a candle that's not going to be able to be rolled out right away. It's a coal that's falling out. And if I allow it to fall out, potentially it can cause real damage, right? It can cause significant burns or worse. Therefore, then I would be allowed to do it, even though normally we say you can't do it, because in a makom hefsid, we are makel on it. That's the summary of what we got so far. Okay, we'll stop over here. And in Yetzer Hashem, we will continue.